Opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We are at 660 on the AM radio, 97.5 on the FM radio, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I am your host, David Pruse. If you want to call into today's show, we are at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. It is a Friday, November, starting to get more wintry out there. Last few days, you get up and got to brush the snow off your car and let your car warm up. Have not had to plug it in yet, but that is a short-term issue, I believe. What do you think? Anyway, we have a split-up show today. I'm going to make a few phone calls during the show, and we're going to talk with the owners of Fenders about their Sunday program, their meals, their food. Gabby just got Bartender of the Year from Char, and then we'll talk with JD. He's the owner of the Tony Sports Bar and the Spur. We'll find out what's going on there, and he is in Nashville for his birthday, I believe. So what the heck? But hey, it's a Friday. What are we doing over the weekend? Lots of stuff going on, to tell you the truth. Tomorrow night, Saturday night, at the 8-Star Event Center, the Breast Cancer Detection Center is having their annual legacy gala. Annual Golden Legacy Event, 20th anniversary. Cocktail hours at 6 p.m., followed by a dinner and an auction. Good morning, Fairbanks. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial. We live stream at KFARradio.com. If you want to call on today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And sorry about that 3 minutes of dead air time. It was a North Korean equipment getting the better of me, but I got through it, and I hope you did too. It's a Friday. What the heck? It's not Friday the 13th, but oh well. Anyway, hey. It's Friday here in Fairbanks. We're at the weekend show. We're going into the weekend. I'm going to, at the first commercial break, I'm going to give Gabby Boyd, her and her husband Corey, they own Fenders, going to talk with Gabby about what's going on there for football and food and fun. Then, after the half-hour break, I'm going to be giving JD a call. He's the owner of the Spur and Tony Sports Bar, and see what they're got going over there. They just had a heck of a Halloween, and see if he's recovered from it. He is down in Nashville, I believe. He's celebrating his birthday down there. Him and Joy, his wonderful, beautiful wife, they really like it down there. So, hey, we'll give him a call. But hey, it's Friday and Saturday, Sunday. What are we doing? Well, if you can, the Breast Cancer Detection Center tomorrow night, Saturday night, at the 8-Star Event Center is having their 20th annual Golden Legacy. It's a fundraiser. Cocktails, dinner, auction, 1920s theme. And what they're doing is they're raising money for an automated breast ultrasound. It supplies a 3D automated ultrasound. So coming into a great new world. And boy, what the heck. Also, hey, tonight at Herring Auditorium is the Portland Cello Project. I love cellos. I love the classics with cello. I'd rather have the cello than the piano. Simple as that. I'm a cello guy. And it's tonight, Herring Auditorium. Look it up. You know, we're so fortunate to have the Fairbanks Concert Association. you know, for what, 40 years? They've been 50 years, if not longer. They've been putting on great shows here in Fairbanks, and just so fortunate to have them. We really are. Also, at the Chief David Solomon Tribal Hall tonight and tomorrow, we have the Fiddlers. That's right. You know, it's they come in, the 43rd Annual Fiddlers Association Music, and it's at the David Solomon Tribal Hall, and the theme has come together. And, you know, they got some great fiddlers. If you've ever sat down and listened to them, oh, my goodness. You know, they are good. And if you want to hear some good music, enjoy yourself, meet great people this tonight and tomorrow night over there at the Chief David Solomon Tribal Hall there along the river and Windle Street. Also, the popular Raven Art Show is tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Morris Thompson Center. A dozen artists inspired by their feathered friends will be displaying what they have. Oh, my goodness. That should be fun. And it's not First Friday anymore, but it is a Friday, so what the heck. And also, let's see, Friday and Saturday night at the DeWild Theater inside the West Valley High School. I didn't know it was called the DeWild Theater. That's for 16 years and older. It's a Fairbanks Academy and Community Theater is putting on The Prom. Tonight at 7 p.m. and tomorrow at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., they have 16 actors in this. So, you know, hey, what does it take to put on a prom? And well, go see. Go enjoy it and see what's happening there. And, oh, my goodness. Now, also, tonight, plays open at the UAF Salisbury Theater. A historical comedy, a Shakespeare double bill at the UAF Theater Film, Henry V, and a comedy of errors. So lots of stuff happening tonight. A lot of formal stuff, you know. Hey, if you don't like that, you know, there's get to the hoodoo at 4. Start your weekend. They got great beer there. You know, things like that. Myself tonight, I am cooking a wonderful beef Wellington, and you're going to see how I do. You know, you can't stick a thermometer in there, so it's sort of like you're winging it. 350 degrees, or how long do you have that in there? And you can't overcook it. It has to come out at medium rare. I'm going to go at 350 degrees for, say, 18 to 20 minutes. Make sure the crust gets nice and golden brown, and we'll see how it is. So anyway, that's what I'm doing. And I'm also going to make a mushroom risotto, and I made my mushroom stock last night. Oh, my God, it's going to be good. Mushroom risotto with fresh-made mushroom stock. Okay, well, hey, we are going to take a commercial break, and when we get back, we're going to have Gabby Boyd with us from The Fenders, and we'll be back after this.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Looking to grow your reach? Graphic North Printing is your expert in bulk mail services, delivering your message straight into the hands of your future customers. With nearly 50 years of serving Alaska's interior, they get it done right, on time, and on budget. From bold postcards and flyers to brochures, business cards, and self-inking stamps, Graphic North prints it all, and prints it all perfectly. Stop by off Old Steve's across from Taco King or visit graphicnorth.com. Graphic North Printing, where your image matters.
Golden Heart City, get ready to pump up the kids. This holiday season, Last Frontier Media Active is proud to carry on a local legacy, the Adopt-A-Family program, started by Love, Inc. way back in 1995. And we're keeping the tradition with help from Napa Auto Care Group, Lotto Alaska, Kumon, and Samart Automotive. You can help families right here in our community by providing toys, clothes, and holiday essentials that make a real difference. This holiday season, we will continue the tradition of connecting families in need with generous adopters like you. Starting November November 10th, tune in to learn how to adopt a family or donate. Let's keep the spirit alive, because together we can make this holiday season shine brighter than ever. Pump up the kids, adopt a family, because every family deserves to feel the magic of the holidays.
A special thank you goes to Lotto Alaska and the members of the Napa Auto Care Group, like Frontline Automotive, Gabe's Truck and Auto,
plus Kumon and Samard Automotive. Go to KFARradio.com for all the details.
Hi, it's Chuck Indereaton, your host for Shooter's Corner, the show dedicated to firearms conversation and education and the shooting sports. You'll be on target for fascinating guests, expert tips, gear reviews, plus thrilling stories. Get the lowdown on local 2A events and more. You won't want to miss a single episode. Join me, Chuck Indereaton, every Thursday morning at 11 for Shooter's Corner, where precision meets passion. Sponsored in part by Auto Trim Design. Listen right here on KFAR 660 AM.
Weather brought to you by CNR Pipe. No matter the weather, CNR Pipe keeps Alaska building. CNR Pipe, the state's largest supplier of metal and materials that last.
KFAR Weather.
Chance of snow today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 19. Winds out of the northwest, around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance of snow. Lows dip down to about 13. 18 tomorrow. Chance for snow. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through tomorrow. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. You're listening to KFAR Radio, and I have Gabby Boyd of Fender's Restaurant Bar and Grill on the air with me, calling in from her humble abode there on South Cushman. Gabby, how you doing?
Pretty good. Good morning.
Good morning. So, what do you got going today? I hear noise in the background.
People are here. Lots of people.
So, you received an award yesterday.
I did.
What was that award and who was it from?
So, that was from Char of Alaska for Best Bartender for the State of Alaska for 2025.
Wow.
Yeah. Shocking.
And what were the criteria that because that you won that for?
Well, I'm guessing that it's just being personable and multitasking, not necessarily making drinks. You know, I'm not perfect at that, but I just try to take care of the customers and...
Yes, you do.
I feel important. I think it's mostly that, not necessarily the drink skills, but that had some to do with it. But I think just taking care of them, making them feel good, acknowledging...
Well, what is your food lineup for Sunday during football?
Oh, we have both menus open. We open at 8 a.m. We have breakfast menu. We have hand-pounded ribeye steak for our country fried steak. That seems very, very, very popular.
Very popular. I've had that. Don't ask me why I ordered that.
We have breakfast nachos. We have we make weekly specials. This week we have breakfast tacos for breakfast, and our lunch is a stuffed green pepper with a side salad, all made in-house.
Okay.
Then we have, you know, we make our country gravy from scratch, so we don't use that. We make our hollandaise sauce. We don't use it from a can or anything, or a jar or whatever.
You have how many TVs in there, so every game is on?
Every game. So we have, let's see here.
And that's just in the bar and the restaurant dining area, too.
Yep. So we have about we have a 100-inch TV in the bar, along with 65 inches or 70 inches, something like that. And then the rest is in the bar or out in the dining room.
Yeah, it's pretty funny how, you know, when I go in there, people have their seats in the morning. Them Pittsburgh fans, them Green Bay fans, Jesus, they have attitude.
And now the Eagle fans have joined us.
Oh, boo. Boo, boo, boo.
That's what Corey says, too. He's playing the Cowboys.
I know it. Yeah. Thankfully, your husband and myself like the Cowboys. So you always put it in a location where I sit so I can just look right at it. And that's what's great about, I see why you got Bartender of the Year, because you set up that bar. Wherever they're sitting, they get to watch in a direct line of sight their game.
If I can do it, I make it possible.
Yeah, now Craig Campo, he likes your meat lover's omelet.
He loves our fresh fruit bowl.
Yeah, he goes by. What's in your meat lover's omelet?
So that has reindeer, it has chorizo, hot link, sausage, ham, bacon, so all the meat that we have, except for elk. Yeah, it's really good. It's topped with our country gravy, so you're going to get the country gravy on top.
That's what I call a one meal for the day type thing.
Yes.
And you also have multiple styles of Eggs Benedict.
We have a salmon Benedict, a veggie Benedict, a waffle Benedict. We have a classic.
That's my favorite classic. You know, don't go rogue on me with that with that fish Benedict stuff.
Oh. And so that waffle Benedict has seemed to be one of our most popular right now.
Explain to everyone your chicken and waffles.
So ours is two Belgian waffles, and you have your choice of in-house or bone-in chicken, either a breast and a thigh or a wing and a leg, or you can get two chicken strips, and they're, you know, deep-fried chicken strips, and we top them with an in-house made spicy butter. And today, that's been the most popular thing today.
I believe it. You know, if you know, I'm old school. Mm-hmm. You got to go with the breast with the bone.
Exactly.
Yeah, other people, it's a new world.
Yep. It is new, and I'm like, oh, you want strips? Oh, okay, that's weird, but let's do it.
Now, tell us about your Moco Loco.
Oh, so good. So it starts with white rice on the bottom, and a patty cooked to your temperature that you like, along with the eggs on top, and then we make an au jus, but we make ours gravy, not like a broth. We make ours gravy. And that's topped, and it's topped with fresh scallions.
What's all in your breakfast platter?
Hold on one second. Hey, Connie, that has to have gravy. So it depends if they're going to get the French toast platter, the waffle platter, the pancake platter, but it does come with two eggs, your choice of meat, and potato.
I would go with the, I have gone rather, with the French toast platter.
Yes.
That is really good.
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
One of my favorites. And then we're, our chef JR is back now, so that's been really good to have him back.
You guys also have the Monte Cristo there.
Yeah, yep. So we call ours the Monte Carlo.
Monte Carlo.
Yep.
Sorry, what's in a name?
That's okay. And that's one of the more popular ones, too. A lot of ladies love that. And a lot of them will get, instead of the potato, they'll get like a side of fresh fruit or cottage cheese, which you're welcome to do, or sliced tomatoes if you don't want a potato option.
Well, you gave us Craig Campo's Meat Lover's Omelet.
Yeah.
Now let's get something more regional. What's in the Alaska omelet?
So you get your choice of salmon or reindeer, and then it has mushrooms in there and onions in there, and then we top that with our hollandaise sauce and some asparagus.
Oh, God. Okay, let's just go to the dirtiness of it all. I love your wings. You have the best wings in the state. I got to get my wing fix from you at least once a month. I'll drive in, get my wings.
That's right.
Talk to everyone about your different wing flavors and your seasonings.
So right now we do have, which we make our Cajun spice. We have a dry ranch rub. We have a garlic parm, salt and vinegar. We also have a spicy dill pickle, which seems people love that. They're like, if you like the salt and vinegar, you're going to love the spicy pickle. Then we have a buffalo, which, you know, most buffalo is Frank's Red Hot with butter in there. Makes it a traditional buffalo. And then we have a barbecue.
Okay. Now we're going to get even more condensed. Explain what the war pig is.
Oh, okay. So, well, besides the Black Sabbath song, it is got in-house made. We press our own sausage patty for it. Then we top it with our burnt ends, which we smoke ourselves, topped with bacon. This is just craziness. And then pepper jack cheese, and it has barbecue sauce on the top of it.
Okay.
That's a crazy burger.
Now, then you have, you know, your name is, you know, Fenders Up Their Cars with a Guitar.
Uh-huh.
And then your caricature of name, so you explain the heat of the moment.
So that's an Asia song, and we decided to be fighting for heat of the moment appetizers. So we tried to make, like, our salad page is also called Welcome to the Jungle, just because it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we tried to make everything connected to either vehicles or music. The heat of the moment just went well, and saying, like, kickstart my heart, fried pickles, that's a Motley Crue song. So, yeah.
Okay. Now, talk about your incredible ribeye steak.
Oh, yes. That is amazing. We serve that at your temperature. We hand cut those. And it comes with potatoes, your choice of vegetable, which we offer Brussels sprouts, broccoli, or asparagus. And then it comes with gravy, bread, and you can have a salad with that.
And it also you can also get the New York steak with the same sides.
What was that?
You can also get the New York steak there.
Yes, you can get the New York or the ribeye.
And, okay, you know, I'm a rib guy. Yes. Tell us about your claim jumper ribs.
Oh, so those smoke jumper ribs. Those
are smoke jumper, not claim jumper.
Okay, so those are named after Mike, this guy named Mike that I had met when I was working at Boston's, and we became friends, and a bunch of smoke jumpers would come in there, and when I started Fender's, I asked them if they wanted something on the menu, and they're like, hey, anything but a pizza. Name anything after us but a pizza. So I thought it would be really cool just to honor the smoke jumpers and call them that, but we do smoke those our own self in-house.
How long does it take you to get those ribs?
About 7 hours.
Wow. Okay. Okay. And again, going back to your name recognition, Born on the Bayou.
Oh, I love that. Clayton Sir Rogers song. But that has chicken, broccoli, pepper, red peppers, yellow peppers, onions, a cake.
It's a pasta dish.
It's a pasta. That's correct.
And you guys even have pizzas.
We do. That's new to our menu, but we are selling a ton of them. Our most popular right now is probably the chicken Caesar salad one. That sounds crazy, but it's awesome.
So basically, it's a white garlic.
So that one, actually, we do. We put the butter down on the bottom,
mm-hmm.
chicken on, cook that, get that going, and then we just make a traditional Caesar salad put on top with croutons and all.
Wow.
And it's wonderful.
What are your operating hours?
What was that, Dave?
What are your operating hours? When do you open and close?
So we are only closed on Tuesdays, but Monday we open at 11. We serve breakfast from 11 to 2, and then we open from 11 or from 11 to 8. Wednesday 11 to 8, Thursday 11 to 8, Fridays 8 to 8, Saturday 8 to 8, Sundays 8 to 4. But we do breakfast all day on Sunday, and then we do breakfast every day. We're open until 2 p.m.
Do you have any banquets or anything like that that you make available?
Yeah, they can make reservations. We do have some Christmas parties. We're trying to get the downstairs done, but right now we'll just block off half the restaurant or close the top if we need to.
You guys have a lot of open space there, like in the bar. It's not compacted, as I would call it. I'd say it's available to have people walking around and mixing it up with each other.
Yep. And we try to keep. I try to make it spacious so people aren't bottlenecked in here.
How long have you been doing this there now?
Let's see. A month before COVID, so basically.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
And then we opened back up, and, well.
Wow.
Goodness.
That was 2020, so.
Yeah.
You've been open up now over 5 years.
Yeah, yep. No, four and a half. Yep, oh. And then we won like 14 different awards this year as well, which was, hold on one second. And so we talk about, we got all those this year. We've had, some really positive things. We do get occasionally beat up on Facebook.
I get beat up on Facebook too, don't worry.
Okay.
it's interesting with social media.
Yes.
It's a two-way street, and some people just want to irrationally hurt.
Right. Well, exactly. And like, what's not fair is that they don't understand, and some do understand, but mostly, all you have to do is just talk to the owner, supervisor, anybody, and they'll make it right. Most people will make it right.
Very true. I look on a different thing this morning. Another pizza place was getting slammed. Oh man, that's a good pizza place too. And.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
And it's okay to say, if you have a bad experience, it's okay to say that, but you need to let the owners or the supervisor or who's ever representing them make it right with you, or at least try to. We've had some reviews where we've tried to make it right, and it just didn't go well. So, I had to post something from our personal page, and yes, I turned the comments off because it wasn't debatable. I said what I said, and I stand by that.
There you go. Well, hey, we got to end our call here, and I'll probably be seeing you on the second game.
Perfect.
Dallas is off this weekend, so I get to sleep in. Gabby, thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Yeah, this government shutdown still going on. Republicans are blaming Democrats for Americans missing out on either federal pay, government benefits. Democrats want an extension of health care benefits that are set to expire. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says people are going hungry.
They're fighting for a fraction of a fraction. For a tiny percentage of the small percentage of Americans who are on Obamacare.
The Senate needs several Democrats to vote yes on the current funding plan in order to break that 60-vote threshold and end the filibuster. At a press conference in the Bronx, Democratic New York Congressman Richie Torres says President Trump's holding the nation hostage.
Donald Trump is willing to give a $20 billion bailout to Argentina, but is not willing to fully fund SNAP.
We're 38 days into the shutdown. The FAA is reducing flight capacity at some major airports. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Anchorage Daily News reports the Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport is among 40 of the busiest airports across the U.S. where flights will be cut starting today due to the government shutdown, according to a list distributed to the airlines. The Federal Aviation Administration's order to reduce air traffic at 40 of the busiest airports across the U.S. includes locations across more than two dozen states and is likely to ripple far beyond those targeted places. With just hours to go, airlines scrambled Thursday to figure out where to cut, and travelers with plans for the weekend and beyond were waiting nervously to see if their flights would take off as scheduled. The affected airports include busy connecting hubs and those in popular tourist destinations, including Atlanta, Denver, Dallas, Orlando, Miami, and San Francisco, and in some of the biggest cities such as New York, Houston, and Chicago. The FAA is imposing the flight reductions to relieve pressure on air traffic controllers who are working without pay during the government shutdown and have been increasingly calling off work.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
An affair, a fortune on the line, and the perfect murder. But what happens when it all goes wrong? Find out when the Fairbanks Drama Association presents their production of Dial M for Murder. The play runs Friday and Saturday nights at 7:30, Sunday afternoons at 2, October 24th through November 9th at the Haprider Riverfront Theater. Get your tickets online at aktickets.com or call the box office at 907-456-PLAY. And get your tickets now for Dial M for Murder.
If your wish is authentic Italian dishes, say yes to garlic, say yes to Giraldo's. And nothing beats a homemade brick oven pizza. Say yes to garlic, say yes to Giraldo's. A blend of old world and new world recipes, just like a mama used to make, a taste that's sure to please. Giraldo's Italian restaurant and pizzeria. Say yes to garlic, say yes to Giraldo's.
Do you sleep well? I never sleep. I could brag about how well I do my job, except I realize my success requires teamwork. I am your septic tank. I count on you and Bigfoot Pumpin' and Thorn to keep me happy, see? But I have my limits and a backup plan. Call Bigfoot Pumpin' and Thorn to pump me out just once a year. I promise you'll sleep like a baby.
Attention business owners. Are you looking for reliable, cost-effective fleet service and repair? Look no further. Glacier Garage Fleet Service and Repair is now open. Our comprehensive fleet services ensure that your vehicles are always in top condition, minimizing downtime and maximizing productivity. With our expert technicians, fast turnaround, competitive pricing, and customer satisfaction, we take the hassle out of managing your fleet. Partner with us for seamless, worry-free fleet maintenance. That's Glacier Garage Fleet Service and Repair at 2093 Van Horn, or look us up on Facebook.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prue's in the studio here on this nice Friday. And JD, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
And you're somewhere in Nashville.
I'm on Broadway in Nashville at the moment, day one.
You're a jerk. I mean, good for you. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you, Dave.
What are you, 22 now?
Add another 45 years to that.
You've become a good friend. You're a great person. You run a great business. And every time I talk with you, I'm more amazed. So tell Fairbanks.
That's quite the compliment.
Yeah. Tell Fairbanks about your experience on Halloween.
Well, we were at capacity from.
And this is at the Spur. This is at the Spur.
The Spur and Tony's. There's 537 Gaffney. So our staff, they take the whole month basically and decorate. We have just Connexes full of decorations. I don't think anybody goes out like we do. It's our main holiday, and it all pays off in the end. About 8 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the morning, we were at capacity, and a hell of a time was had. Let me tell you.
What's your estimate or guesstimate on how many people visited your location?
I couldn't even tell you. I just know that we had to hold the door because we were at our legal capacity, you know, basically 30 minutes after opening until we closed.
What's your legal capacity?
It's around 500. It's 470-something-ish.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't have it in front of me right now, but, we got door counters and clickers. And so as you come and go, we minus and subtract and whatnot, keep everybody safe.
Yeah. What was your entertainment that night?
Our entertainment was a DJ on the Spur side and a DJ on the Tony side. So we were doing Latin night on Tony's and country, as always, on the Spur side. And then we had a costume contest at midnight with $500 in prizes. All three nights, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Wow. Who won? Or what costumes won?
You know, it was the prettiest girl that won, unfortunately. I mean, my favorite costume. The people who went all out and put the effort in, they got second place. But it was by crowd, cheers, and pretty girl usually gets the cheers, especially at midnight with a bunch of
drunk guys,
inebriated people in there. That's not always the case. In previous years, it actually was better costumes that won. This year was just weird. I made the comment the following day. I think I said it to you on Sunday. I said, the best costume just didn't win.
You did say that. You did say that. Boy, how long have you had the business there now?
March will be our eighth year since we've been the Spur and Tony's, and it's gone by in a blink of an eye. Let me tell you, I remember yesterday basically remodeling. I mean, it just happened so darn quick, and it's been a blessing. The community's been great. There's, we've had the same staff for the last 7 years. Like, nobody leaves.
Yeah.
So everybody seems to be very content, with what's going on there and the changes that we've implemented since the old establishment. And we hope to keep it going for another 30 years.
You have great events there. You know, the comedy showcase that's there. Whenever a comedian comes into town, you get them.
Glenn and Jerry?
Yeah.
Yep, they've been doing that there. I think they came back 5 years ago, and that's been great. And then we try to bring Nashville and Texas music up once a quarter, a couple times a year. And November 15th, we got Kinfo. They came last year. We did a survey on Facebook on who do you want to see back again? And Kinfo won hands down. They were a super high energy band. I think they have like a dozen number one hits on the Texas music circuit.
Wow.
It's a must-see show. We just had Chad Cook last week, the Chad Cook band out of Texas. They got 9 number one hits. And that was a great success, too. We're going to have them back again. That was their second time.
I remember sitting next to them on Sunday when my Cowboys didn't do well.
Yep. Cowboys are not doing very well this year. I can say that as an ex-Cowboy fan.
You're just in hiatus is all. I know that.
it's just like I can't stand the roller coaster no more.
I just look at it as it is what it is, and it's not a roller coaster for me. It's just entertainment.
It is entertainment, but I just tell people I'm an NFL fan, but secretly in the closet, I'm still rooting for the Cowboys.
I know. It's so funny. It's so much fun. So, I remember, sitting next to them and talking to them while they're, having their breakfast or whatever they were doing, that's a hardworking band.
Yeah, they actually just released new music today. You can check them out on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your downloads. But they actually released a new album today. I think it's called The Land That Grew Me.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't even heard the music yet. I think he played a couple songs in the green room for me, and I didn't realize he was releasing it, but he didn't, because I'd never heard him sing those before. But now that I listened to it today, I was like, heck, he was playing that for me in the green room.
Oh, man. So, you know, in Tony, I go to Tony's, and I enjoy Tony's a lot, and I speak a lot about Tony's. And me and my buddy Rob, the Eagles fan, we go there, and, you know, it's a place where Dallas Eagles fans, Niner fans,
Packers,
and don't forget the Green Bay fans. We all live in peace and harmony, and watch our teams.
Well, the thing about Tony's is, you know, even before I purchased the establishment, I was going there and having my after work beers a dozen years before that, because it's just always been, everybody's friendly.
Yeah,
there's no a-holes around. And if you are, you pretty much get asked to leave. You know?
Exactly, exactly.
Right. Very friendly, very friendly. You know, you can be a stranger, just walk in, someone's going to strike up a conversation with you. And it's always just been that way. And it's kind of like Cheers. That's what everybody says. This bar's like Cheers, you know?
Yeah. You know, and I've in your location there, that bell is rang often for a round.
It gets hammered pretty good on Sundays, that's for sure.
Yeah, it does.
every touchdown, that bell is getting slammed.
I know. And then you have Mom's Kitchen. You don't own that, but they operate there. I'm sure they give you a lease rate or whatever. But
yes,
that's
their own business. We lease it out to them. And it is incredible, the food that comes out of that closet. I always say it like that because you order it, basically a closet. In their menu, they got 70 dang items on the menu, and everything is amazing. When people ask me what's good here, I just say, honestly,
all of it.
I've never had a bad meal.
And you know, I've not ventured with the the bravery to try their double cheeseburger.
I couldn't fit it. No way. It's 6 inches tall.
It's a 3-day meal. You're going to have food comatose at least twice. But it looks so delicious
when,
and incredible.
When people order it, I look over there and I go, let's see how long they last before they run to the bathroom. I mean, you can only fit so much in your stomach, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and what always gets me is the DoorDashes that come through and pick up the food to take out.
You know, I think that's their main business, is that DoorDash. I mean, because they just come and go all day long. I counted one day and there was 92 DoorDashers came and went that one day.
Wow. What are some of the upcoming events you're going to have at the Spur?
Well, like I said, we have Kinfo, and then we don't have any more. We have another comedy show this month, and then another one in December. And then our big New Year's event we do every year, we'll have the Kenny Pelletier Band. This will be his 7th year in a row doing our New Year's. Everybody loves our local troubadour of Alaska. So, yeah, that's the schedule for the rest of the year right there. And then, of course, every Friday and Saturday we have two DJs going, country on one side and Latin on the other. I'm sure the community's very familiar with Friday and Saturday nights at the Spur. And then Thursdays we have dance class every Thursday. And as our team of dance instructors are sponsored by Justin Boots, actually. There's a team of about a dozen of them. So you get a different instructor and a different dance every week. Wednesdays are karaoke, which Rocky Barnett has been doing now for 7 years, I think. As soon as he left the Pump House, he went over to us. And now he's popular. He's hired everywhere in town. I think he's at the L House, too. I'm not sure where else he's at. But, yeah, that's it's always something to do at the Spur, Wednesday through Saturday. And then Tony Sports Bar is 7 days a week.
I'm a Tony Sports Bar guy. And Saturday and Sunday are my days during the season. And
I just told you my age. I'm a Tony Sports Bar guy, too. Because a little old for the nightclub side.
Yeah. You know, it's and your wait staff and your bartenders are just, they know their clientele so well. They're so polite. They're good engaging.
There's no turnover, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're making enough money, they enjoy their jobs, everybody's happy, and you know, coexisting in our little building, a little piece of the earth there.
So what's on your agenda for being in Nashville?
Well, we came down here for my birthday.
Happy birthday, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. We got some friends that live here. I think we're going to catch the Bryan Adams and Pat Benatar concert. Don't laugh at me.
Wow, that's great. Yeah. I didn't know they were alive.
You know, I just looked at what was going on in Nashville.
Pat Benatar, man. Hell is for children. Do it.
I literally saw that they were playing. I was like, well,
we're going.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to try the, what's it called? Oh, I can't remember. Anyway, where everybody loves to play music. Grand Ole Opry. There we go.
Okay. You know,
Grand Ole Opry.
Okay.
You know, just take it all in. Experience a new city.
You know, it's funny when you're talking with you and after the band had left that was up last weekend or whenever they were, and you're saying to me, you know, it's hard keeping up with these youngsters now.
Oh, my goodness. My liver hurt. I couldn't have a drink for a week.
Oh, man.
Those guys went hard. I mean, every morning they were Bloody Marys, and then it went to Miller Lights, and then it went to Jack Daniels. I was like, goodness gracious, guys, y'all going to die early.
Yeah, it was great personalities, though. Really, really enjoyed them, you know. Just sat next to them, and you introduced me as the mayor, and you introduced me as a Dallas Cowboy fan, and they liked both.
Yeah, you can't get friendlier people. I don't
think
bad bone in their body.
And they really enjoyed Fairbanks.
They loved it. And especially, we took them out to the hot springs, too. Of course, you got to take every tourist to the hot springs. And I've never seen people's face like that. I mean, I've taken so many people to the hot springs, and they were just mouth open, gawking at, like, wow, you know, look at the steam come off the water. Wow, look at this. I'm drinking a martini out of an ice glass, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they were just completely, and they put so much social media content out there, too, and they have, I think they have 170,000 followers or something. So, I mean, Fairbanks got a lot of publicity off of that band.
Wow. Well, hey, I'm going to let you and Jory go back to celebrating your birthday weekend down there, and you're due back on Wednesday, I take it.
Yep. We'll be back on, we might come back before Wednesday, I think, but we'll see how that goes.
Well,
work that came up in the plumbing company, so I might run back before then.
Well, I'm gonna no matter what, I'm gonna be there next Sunday to watch Dallas play. We're off this weekend, and I wanna see how they do with the new defensive lineman and the new linebacker, and see if they got their defense shored up at all.
Well, I'll be sitting right beside you watching them lose.
You're such a positive person.
Well, don't forget, we got that $20 bet. I bet under 7, and you bet over 7.
I know. That one's going
right,
to kill me.
Talking to you.
Okay, buddy, you take care. Talk to you later.
All right, bye.
And Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
We've had some big storms lately, lots of wind, and downed trees are everywhere. So be prepared for the winter months ahead with one call to Great Alaska Tree Company. They can take care of any troubled trees before they become trouble. Between heavy winds, spruce beetles, and leaning trees, now's the time to take care of them before they take care of you, your car, or your house. Call Great Alaska Tree Company and get it done now. Licensed, bonded, insured.
Hi, this is Eric with Great Alaska Tree Company. Call me for a free estimate for your year-round and emergency service at 978-4702.
Hi, this is Kevin, owner of Thermalite Glass Manufacturing here at Fairbanks. Please don't let an inefficient, foggy house window ruin your view this summer or steal your heat in the winter, especially if you're a do-it-yourselfer looking to save money. Thermalite sells locally manufactured double and triple pane glass units to contractors as well as homeowners. There's options for full service all the way to doing the whole job yourself with folks here ready to assist. Stop by our plant on 1225 Well Street or call 457-2089 to get started.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Alaska Tracks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Dearest Mother, I am writing you this letter from Brewster's. I recently was asked to go to a hockey game. It was told to me that before every game, there is a place where the spirit of camaraderie flows as freely as the ale. It is, of course, Brewster's. I decided to order one of my favorites, the award-winning handcrafted half-pound burger. Mother, I could eat one of those burgers for every meal and never tire of them. My new friends call going to Brewster's before the game pre-gaming. I will be doing this often. Your beloved son, Henry.
Weather brought to you by Frontier Outfitters, your store for the outdoors. Your next adventure begins at Frontier Outfitters. For your Alaskan lifestyle, it's Frontier Outfitters.
KFAR Weather.
Chance for snow this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 19. Winds out of the west around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again. Tonight, chance of snow. Lows level off around 13. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through tomorrow. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prue's in the studio here. We got about 10 more minutes before the lunch hour starts, and I'm done for the weekend. Things that you might want to look at now, since the snow has arrived, what about cross-country skiing? Birch Hill, Kramer's Field, the University of Alaska trails. It is now the start of the cross-country skiing season. Get out there while you can, while it's still, 10 above versus 30 below, and enjoy it. My goodness. So, something to think about, something to try. It is the official campaign season for state races now and federal races. Let's see. In the next 2 weeks, there are fundraisers for Senator Sullivan in Fairbanks. That's in Fairbanks. Gubernatorial candidate, past Attorney General Trig Taylor. Will Smith, the House member from District 32. There's a House fundraiser for House member Frank Tomaszewski, District 34. And Shelley Hughes is speaking this afternoon at the Republican luncheon at the Westmark, if you want to go there. And they have a great venue, Fridays for lunches at the Republican luncheon there. And Shelley's I talked with her yesterday, and she's going to be resigning her Senate seat so she can concentrate on running for governor. Mike Showers just resigned his Senate seat. And, what the heck is going on in Mat-Su? All the state senators are resigning and running for state for governor. And talking with Shelley, I really like her as a senator. And I was like, oh, you're quitting. She goes, yeah, for me to do this correctly, I have to resign. So I said, oh, man. So it, what is there, 13 people running for governor? And who's going to be in the final four? That's the interesting thing about it. In our state, who's going to be in the final four? Because what I think is happening right now is people who are traditional donors, you're given 500 or 1,000 or whatever it is, whatever that number is, they're holding back. They want to see who the final four are with ranked choice voting. And then they'll make a determination on who to support, if not endorse. And it's, I get inundated with people running for governor. It's just the way it is. And, they're all good. And I got a feeling June is just going to be, I have a feeling by June, a few will have dropped out. But, June and July, the advertising will be thick because you have the August primary. And who's going to be the final four with this ranked choice voting? So, I promise you entertainment, that's for sure. And, we you have Lieutenant Governor Nancy Dahlstrom. She's running. You have Click Bishop. He's running. You have Dave Bronson, past Anchorage mayor. He's running. You have Bernadette. She's running. You have the, you have, again, 13 people running, and something's got to give. And so what you started seeing, you know, I started noticing was Adam Crum and Treg Taylor, the past Commissioner of Revenue and past Attorney Generals, they had fundraisers in the lower 48. And I thought that very strategic because they're not competing for dollars with 11 or 12 other gubernatorial candidates out there. It's focused with people that they know or groups that they are associated with that can concentrate on just writing them a check and not worrying about having competition from 10 or 11 other candidates. And so you're probably going to see that a few more times from different candidates going outside in the, from the gubernatorial race in Alaska here to get outside, because the money in Alaska, how do you choose with 12, 13 people in a race and saying, is this going to be effective or are you even going to make it past the primary? And so it's only in Alaska, my goodness. But it's a lot less than the 41 people or 44 people that ran for Congress when Congressman Young passed away in office. Oh, my goodness. That was, you know, and my mantra was, you know, Santa Claus even got in the race. My mantra was, if you can't beat Santa Claus, you can, should never run for public office again. And anyway. And you have senatorial race, U.S. Congress race, governor race. I mean, three out of the big four are running. The only one that's not is Murkowski's seat, and she's in 4 years, and we'll see what that entails. So times are entertaining, and it's in, all in the midst of a government shutdown. My goodness. But hey, next week on Tuesday, the 11th, is Veterans Day. And so there's a lot of good things that are happening. I hope you take a moment to appreciate what the veterans have done for the United States of America. And from before we were even a nation, people were giving their all so we could become a nation. And lots of events happening, also known as Armistice Day. I like to call it Armistice Day. 11th hour of the 11th month on the 11th day. World War II, a cessation of firing happened. And anyway, so I hope you enjoy it. It should be a good day. You're going to have the there at the Veterans Park on Cushman Street. That's renewed, remodeled by the borough, Parks and Rec. That should be open. The normal event that happens, that Festival Fairbanks puts on at the Westmark in the Gold Room, that's not going to be happening because of the government shutdown and everything that's happening with that. So hopefully they open up the government soon. I have no scheduled flights out of Fairbanks into Seattle, and they're starting to curtail flights. So I hope you're not caught up in this. And I should have told JD, I hope you get back. I hope you get back. And there's because they're starting to curtail flights. So anyway, well, Fairbanks, that's about it for us today. Hopefully you've had a good week, and hopefully you're going to have a good weekend. There's a lot of stuff to do this weekend in Fairbanks. There's something for everyone. And go out and find it. Enjoy it. I'm going to be making a wonderful beef Wellington. I'll let you know how it goes. You have a great day, a great weekend, and I will see you on Monday.